You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, friends. Welcome into Pigskin Preview presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Nick Roush here with Adam Luckett, ahead of a big Saturday. We got one Saturday that was a little light with just Army-Navy, but it's ramping back up just like that. Bowl season is here. It's upon us, and it's mixed in with a lot of other exciting sports action that you can get in at FanDuel, college basketball, NFL. Luckett, the transfer portal has distracted us from the games at hand because there's some good ones opening week.
That's right. It's a jam-packed Saturday. I think there's six games, Nick. Start at 11 a.m. and run all the way late night. The last one will end past midnight Eastern Standard Time. So we've got a fun little Saturday set up for us, and some games that'll be, you know, a lot of close spreads here. So you could get some fun, exciting games. Opt-out city. Yes. We got interim coach Bowl City and some places as well. So trying to get as much intel and information, personnel information as we can to make these picks. Mm-hmm. But I got some sides that I really like here, so I'm excited to dig in.
The first game is Georgia Southern at Ohio. Bobcats are 3.5-point dogs, and I thought about riding with them, but there's a quarterback situation. And that's kind of a constant with a lot of these games, right? Curtis Rourke's entered the portal. So
their top tailbacks in the portal. Ohio.
Yeah, so it's like I don't think I can get there. And also, do I want to lay 3.5 with Georgia Southern?
And if you want to do some early scouting, that's week four opponent. Ohio Bobcats coming to Lexington.
It's true. I don't have any insight on the Celebration Bowl. FAMU. I love calling Florida A&M FAMU, even though they stop at FLAM. Or actually, no, they do FAMU.
Yes.
They should be FLAMU, because that's just a wonderful, wonderful abbreviation. But they're six.
The Bison versus the Rattlers.
Great mascots. Great uniforms.
Great mascot game.
The Rattlers have some of the best uniforms in all of college football. And I like that at the College Football Hall of Fame, they have an HBCU setup, and they've got the Rattlers marching band uniforms, and they're just so good. So that one's going to be a nooner on ABC. One more game that we don't have any sides on that I really want to get there, but it'll probably be it's 4:30. Let me see who's playing for these teams. Because both Fresno State and New Mexico State, they each have a reason to rally the troops, right? New Mexico State they're basically at home in the New Mexico Bowl, but you've got to win one for the Gipper situation with Fresno State's coach Jeff Tedford stepping aside for medical reasons.
Again.
That's happened
to him like three times now, but yeah.
Well, and I believe both of them have their quarterbacks might play. Where there's, I think one was a concussion and one's been dealing with an ankle. So you're kind of just, whatever game is on beforehand, it's going to be, but when they do the cutaway in game, like the New Mexico Bowl coming up next, and look who's warming up, it's the quarterback. Like that's going to ultimately make me decide one way or the other. I'm a big fan of Jerry Kill and what he's been doing down there in Las Cruces with a 10-win campaign, but I can't get there on either side for this one. Like it,
yeah. I actually have a side. I don't know if we want to start giving out picks yet, or if we wanted to go through the lineup here.
We can go through the lineup. I was debating playing that game and I stepped away. So you know what? We'll save the rest of that analysis for the game, and let's get to the games that you can play on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook. And it's so great, it's so convenient to just be like, ooh, Thursday night football. Actually, we'll just do NFL. And we'll go to Saturday. Oh, bowl games, playoff, futures. They've got it all. on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's so easy. It's so easy to use. And when you put in promo code PIGSKIN, all you got to do is deposit $10, place a $5 money line wager. If you win it, you're getting $150 in bonus bets. That's FanDuel.com/PIGSKIN or FanDuel promo code PIGSKIN there. It's America's number one sportsbook app for a reason. You got to. These games are so much, much more fun if you've got a little bit of action on them. So get in on the action with FanDuel this bowl season. It's going to be incredible. We appreciated them joining us all college football season long. Just a reminder that you must be 21 and over, present in Kentucky. First online real money wager only, $5 pregame money line wager required, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Look it. I believe we're starting with my first pick, and I can't resist the Fighting Rich Rods, the Gamecocks at Jack State. They are playing the Raging Cajuns in the Superdome for the New Orleans Bowl, but and it's against a Sun Belt team where the Sun Belt's got 10 bowl-eligible teams, but this is their first FBS bowl game. They shouldn't be in there, but there weren't enough bowl-eligible teams. They've got the RPI score and the win, so they're getting to play in their first FBS season in a bowl game. Louisiana, they played multiple quarterbacks this year. It's been kind of a rotating door. They're not great offensively. A lot of those games, that they those wins they rattled off were because of a bunch of defense scores. And the Gamecocks defense ranks 15th in yards per play allowed. So, give me Jack State and the Fighting Rich Rods with 2.5. I like that number. If it goes up anymore, I'm out. But give me the Cocks at minus 2.5.
My only real takeaway here, it's a 1:15 local kickoff in New Orleans. They should never kick off anything before night in New Orleans. Nothing should ever start in the day. Like, that is unfair to the fans there going to that game.
Well,
could be a like sleepy start, environment early.
I like to start drinking stadium during the day. I mean, that's where you can do you, it doesn't feel as dangerous on Bourbon Street. There's sometimes one time I stepped out of an establishment, like we walk in and it's sunny and you walk out, it's dark, and I'm just like, what is this place? This is a whole different world. Like, you know, you can feel a little sketched out at night in NOLA.
It's a good idea in concept until you get down there on Friday. And you get out there on Friday night. In theory, that's a great idea, but when it comes to practice that theory, it often is a failed experiment.
That's why the Sugar Bowl's played at 8 p.m., folks.
Yes.
Oh, man. Look at who you got for your first walk this bowl.
Yeah, we just mentioned this, the New Mexico Bowl. I'm going to go ahead and take Fresno State, 3 points in the hook, plus 3.5 against New Mexico State. I think New Mexico State really beat up on a bad conference, where I think Fresno State played in a tougher conference. I know this game's a little weird, but Diego Pavia injured his elbow in the conference championship game. We're not sure how healthy he is. I think Fresno State's the better team here. You look at the power ratings, these teams are pretty much, this should be a pick 'em. So I'm getting a field goal and a hook here. I'm going to take it here with the Fresno State Bulldogs.
The dogs are barking. Will the Fighting David Carrs be able to pull it off? We shall see. For my second selection, I'm doing the thing like it where they beat, if you can't beat them, join them. I tried to fade the Redhawks of Miami in the MAC championship game, but the defense, it's traveled. And they've proven to me that they can win without good quarterback play. So their starter, Blaine Gabbert's brother, Brett, he went down, and they rattled off 5 straight wins with their backup. He's not playing in this game. He's under the portal. But he didn't do a whole lot, right? Like, they're just running the damn ball. And I saw what Kamani Vidal did against App State's run defense. He ran for 5 touchdowns and like 240 yards. This App State defense is not very good. I think the Miami defense will travel. And I've got some trends here. App State is 1-9 ATS as a favorite of 7 points or less, and 1-2 this season. And Miami of Ohio, 6-1 ATS in their last 7 bowl games. 6.5, I think, is going to be a low-scoring affair. The absence of the quarterback knocked it down too low for me to just take the under. But I'm going to take the points here. I'm going to take the points. This could be the most wins they've had in a season since Big Ben was in Southwest Ohio. So there's something to play for there. And I do think you've got to worry that App State, they just kind of – they really fell apart in the second half of that Sun Belt title. And I think Miami, the physicality with which they play, they could be demoralizing if it's a slobber knocker early and they just kind of wear and tear the Mountaineers down before running away with a win. And this is a great game. Like the Cure Bowl last year, it gave us the John Summerall slobber knocker special, right, where they were it was a very weird game, but a fun one that went down to the wire. You've got two teams that were playing in conference championship games. Like this is, it produced a lot of fun last year. I think it will do the same again this year.
Yeah, you had two conference champions with UTSA and CUSA and Troy in the Sun Belt. And this time you have the Sun Belt runner-up in App State and the MAC champion in Miami, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Nate Noel, App State's leading rusher, maybe their best player on offense. He's also out. He's in the transfer portal. So that's significant. To me, that the under looks like, let's just sweat out, what is it, 44.5?
44.5, yeah.
Like, I almost want to jump on that just for the sweat, because that feels like the right side there.
It's better than hopping in a sauna, just sweating out a good 44.5
point
under.
I need a reason to watch the Cure Bowl. Bengals game ends at 3. I need something to bide my time while I watch hoops on a split or on the second screen in the Luckett House. I might dabble in that. We'll see how it goes. My second pick, Nick, we're going to the one of the most interesting names of bowl season, the Starco Brands LA Bowl hosted by Gronk. So there, you're going to get some Rob Gronkowski shenanigans here.
He's singing the national anthem before the game.
Yeah, it's SoFi Stadium. I can't imagine there's going to be that many people here. I'm going to lay the points with UCLA. -4.5 against Boise State. Boise State's quarterback just is in the portal, just committed to Arkansas. He's not playing in this game. Their best receiver has been out for a few weeks, has left the team. Meanwhile, UCLA, Ethan Garber should play. He started the last few games for them. They're not going to have their defensive coordinator who left. And their stud, their best defensive player, Latu, is going to be a top 15 pick probably. He's not playing either, but I like UCLA here laying the points. I'm just a better team. I don't think Boise State's all that good. They're not going to have their quarterback. They just hired their defensive coordinator. They've kind of been a little bit of a mess there. So I'm going to lay the points with UCLA. I just think they're better here. Pac-12 had a good year. I think UCLA goes in, wins. Kind of an important game for Chip Kelly. You don't want to lose to Boise State on a neutral going into a big offseason, hot seat season. So I'm going to lay the points here with the Bruins.
There's something I want to remind everybody, too, about this game is if you recall, SoFi Stadium opened during the pandemic year, and I forgot which game it was, but there was a doink that could be heard around the world because it was so big, so cavernous, there weren't people in the seats. We're going to get some of that in this LA Bowl, right? Like, that UCLA fans don't show up for regular games. Are they going to show up here at SoFi? So it's going to be there's going to be some hijinks in the LA Bowl.
And Boise State, I believe, is down to a walk-on or a true freshman. They're going to start at quarterback. So I'm thinking we could see some really bad quarterback play on that side. And so I'm going to – against what's been a good UCLA defense this year. So I like the Bruins here, especially as long as Garbers plays. Now, if it comes out that Garbers is not playing, I'll probably back off on this. But as long as Garbers is in there at quarterback, I like the Bruins.
So I'm doing something I've never done before on this show. I was tempted to look ahead to the Monday-Tuesday games. Western's playing in a bowl game at 2 o'clock on Monday. But instead of doing that, NFL's heating up. We're going to be making some picks for some NFL games on this show. So I'm going to get things started with a team that I've loved to bet this year. It's just trying to figure out the right timing. And I think the time is right here to take the Colts at home. They're a good ball team at home at Lucas Oil Stadium. It feels like there's some magic in there, especially with Gardner Minshew at home. Lay him 1.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who –
You're just fading Mitch Trubisky here. Just call it like it is.
I mean, the offense is bad, and It showed a little life once Matt Canada got ousted, but you're not going to have Kenny Pickett again. I just can't. How in good faith can you go to the window and bet the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Like, it's the same reason we're recording this before noon on Thursday night. The Las Vegas Raiders are 3-point favorites in a game a week after they lost 3-0. Like,
ooh, I thought it was 7. Is it only 3?
It was 3, yeah.
Okay. I misread then.
Wait, they were 7? They were 7?
No, it's 3.5. You're right. It was 3.5.
Yeah. But, like, still, how can you – I know Justin Herbert's out. I know Keenan Allen's out. But, like, it's just like, come on. What are we doing here? That's how I feel about the Steelers. And I know that Tomlin's pretty good as an underdog. And as a Steelers fan, this would be an annoying win because it would keep them alive in the playoff hunt. And, like, the 500 streak is fun, Luckett, but, like, dude, just go get a good draft pick. Quit doing this thing. And that's what's going to be frustrating. I'll be more pissed off about their win and keeping it in the playoff hunt than actually losing money here. So, Colts, you need to win. They're a playoff team right now, right? I think right they're now, the seventh seed. So, like, this is a game. They're at home. They got to win. I think Shane Steichen's done a really good job there without Anthony Richardson this year. So give me the Indianapolis Bolts at home, -1.5, for some Saturday afternoon action.
Yeah, I think that, like, on paper, that's the right side. But it's just Tomlin as a dog. Like, they just have the magic. And it feels like a game they'll just go in there and win. Like, course.
Exactly. See, and that's my only worry, but I've just got to do it. And you know what? They might even be better at home because the Steelers fans are booing Mitch a week ago. They were chanting Mason Rudolph.
That's, yeah.
Which, like, what? And that's worse than cheering for Alex Padilla to come in for Iowa, right? Like, what are we doing here? Mason Rudolph, how is he still employed? Like, gross.
Yeah, just a gross line. I want no part of it, but
how you
now that I talk it out.
What's our worry level that the Jake Browning magic's going to wear off?
I'm a little worried. The Vikings have a good defense, so that is concerning. But, I mean, it's Nick Mullins' season. So I think if the Bengals get to 20 points, I'm going to feel pretty good. And I have confidence that they'll be able to do that. With the weapons they have, because they still have T. Higgins and Jamar Chase on the outside, and that causes issues. And really, Browning just, like, he's hit that deep ball 2 weeks in a row. He hit one to Higgins, one to Chase. As long as he still hits those, that's going to open things up underneath. So I like their chances here. I think they'll win this week. I actually locked in a bet, Nick, for Bengals to make the playoffs at +330 this week.
Oh, I was going to ask you. So you are feeling
– you just look at their schedule. I think they're a win Saturday, and then they go to Pittsburgh, and that's the game. Win at Pittsburgh, I think they're going to make the playoffs. Because then they could play the Browns at home for a chance to go to the playoffs, and the Browns might have a spot locked up by then. So it might be a thing where they're playing Browns backups. Mm-hmm. I think the schedule works out really well, but they need to win these next two. And I like – you know, they're getting Mullins, I think. I mean, we'll see.
And you've also seen, if you just look at the NFL.
The Vikings offense has been atrocious the last couple weeks. You know, they get Justin Jefferson back, but I think the Bengals will get – they get their best – they should get their Cam Taylor Britt, who's their number one corner. They've missed him the last few weeks, so that'll help. And the defense is starting to show signs of life getting a little better. But so we'll see. I think they'll win, but you have to play it out.
The thing about the seventh, like, I didn't know how to feel about adding the extra team. Like, I enjoyed it initially for Super Wild Card Saturday. You know, you're just getting more, an extra game, right? I worried that it wasn't rewarding the good teams enough by giving two teams a bye. But it really has just lifted up the middle class of the NFL.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
To make, because, I mean,
it's made the last month more fun.
Yeah, right. Because, like, even the Broncos, like, that team, Sean Payton looked like a dumbass for that first month of the season. And they're in the hunt, right? Like, there's a lot of teams now that kind of week to week, you're talking yourself into, especially with all the quarterback injuries, that you're talking to them into making a playoff run. So I know Bengals fans, like yourself, got to be excited that Jake Browning is like that's why they pay the backups a lot of money too. And if you've got talented receivers, playmakers around them, then they can go out and, you know, do something.
Yeah, it's been a very surprising development the last 2 weeks. Was not expecting this.
It's just that Jackson, that field, your trip to Everbank Stadium, man.
I was a slump buster.
you just got to worry that if you go back. Well, I guess the good thing is you're going back there for a game on Friday and a game on Sunday. So even if you got rid of the juju, you can get it back for the Jags-Panthers game. Yeah,
but it's also a year where it's like if the quarterback just stays healthy, AFC's wide open.
Yeah.
So
hell, the Bills, like, they're going to make a run at it, you know?
Yeah, but their schedule is just so brutal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Now, they caught a break with Herbert getting hurt, so that's going to be a win next week against the Chargers. Easy win.
2 weeks ago, they lost a game they shouldn't have. And I can't remember who it is off the top of my head. But there was a
They lost to the Eagles when they were winning the whole game and kind of blew it in the end.
Yeah. It feels like there's a The quarterback injuries and everything that was happening there in the middle of the season, and you got Tom Brady talking about, like, the play in the NFL is down, and I'm sitting there nodding like, yeah, you're right, NFL, it's been down. And then all of a sudden, like, they pull me back in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what they do. It just has a way, and then the triple header Saturday, it's going to be fun. And it's all teams in playoff contention. Like, all six of those teams are in the playoff hunt right now. So it should be a fun little Saturday.
Lions Broncos will be a good one. I'd be interested in
go Lions.
Yeah, Broncos +4. I don't know. Lions are just. I think we fell in love with them too quickly. Like they're a fine team that's going to win a bad division, but like they're a 4 seed. They're like the Jags, right? Like the Jags and Lions are very similar this year, where you're like. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, they're good. Super Bowl maybe? And it's like, no. Like they're still ascendant. Still got a ways to go. But hey, that was a lot of NFL talk. Let's get back to your final pick.
Yeah.
Final bowl pick.
My favorite pick of this Saturday. I'm gonna lay the field goal with Texas Tech in the Independence Bowl, -3.
Shreveport, baby.
Cal lost their offensive coordinator to Baylor. Jake Spavadal is out. And their offense was really the only good thing they had going this year. Texas Tech gets Taj Brooks back, tailback, one of the best players in the country this year. He's playing in this game. Their quarterback's going to be playing in this game. They've had a couple guys leave in the portal, but they close strong to get to a bowl game. If you just ignore that Texas game at the end, where they just got absolutely housed.
Right.
But Joey McGuire got this group to play well against Ole Miss last year in the bowl game. I think he'll have them locked in where Cal is more of a weirder situation. So I like the Red Raiders here. I'm going to lay the 3 points with them. I think Taj Brooks rolls up a big number on the ground and they pull away from Cal. So I'm going to lay the points with Texas Tech.
I want to say too that this is my game, right?
9 o'clock. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Get a couple bourbons deep. Whew. Fire away. All right, man. Well, this has been a lot of fun. We're gonna have more bowls next week. I think we're just gonna we might even record a little bit earlier and just do every pre-Christmas bowl, like just kind of get them all
pump them out,
and then pump out a or do we make next week just our post-Christmas, like the actual real games, right? In that week between Christmas and New Year's.
We have time to decide
here. There's a lot of games. There's 40 of them, right? We're going to have fun with them all. And if you think that I'm not going to bet 80% of them, you're sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken. This is the time, too, if you're paying attention, especially conference-to-conference stuff, like give me an SEC team over an ACC team every time. The bowl season can be profitable. It's been very lucrative for me over the years. So just keep that in mind.
And no teams who are going to be excited to play in the bowl game and no teams who aren't.
Like Florida last year in the Vegas Bowl is easy as money.
Like Tulane's got a shell of a staff and Virginia Tech is their first bowl game in a little bit. Virginia Tech has sold out the allotment for the military bowl. Virginia Tech is probably going to take it to Tulane there. Another one. Georgia Tech hasn't been to a bowl game in a while. Their coach was just talking about how awesome it is that this program is back in a bowl game. They're playing UCF in Orlando. Like, how excited is UCF going to be to play, or in Tampa, to go to the Gasparilla Bowl? How excited is UCF going to be? I like Georgia Tech there. So you have to look for little things like that. Toledo's QB opted out. Wyoming's coach, it's his last game in the Arizona Bowl.
Yeah. Like, you got to go Wyoming, right? You got to.
Yeah.
Win one for the Gipper.
Right. So you have to look for. You got to kind of find the leans. Like, is Miami going to show up at all to the Pinstripe Bowl, where Rutgers is going to be sold as kind of their biggest game in program history? So you just have to find them. Sometimes it's hard because then you watch the game and you're just like, oh, well, of course.
West Virginia might be there too against North Carolina.
That's another one, yeah.
Yeah, where they sold out. They had to give more tickets to West Virginia for that bowl allotment. Hey, what's the deal with Kamani Vidal? Is he done? Is he just old?
They haven't said either way.
But, like, could he hop in the portal?
I think it's this last year. I could be wrong, though.
Okay. Because that guy is pretty damn good.
If he could
play, you know, I would like to see that guy. Because that Troy versus Duke, interim coach off.
Yeah. Ooh. He was class of 2020 here, just looking. And as long as he played at least 5 games every year, he's done.
Interesting. Well, we'll look for some more numbers. I'm going to go ahead and bet Virginia Tech minus 7.5. Do I want to spend more and pay for the hook, or do I just take it?
Just take it. Just lay it. Yeah, Nick, he's done. He's a super senior this year.
Gotcha. Well, let's win some money with our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. Remember, the promo code's Pigskin. Let's rack up some dough this bowl season. It's been a pleasure. We'll see y'all next week with more picks. For Adam Luckett, I'm Nick Roush. Go Cats and go Kroger.